Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Lord, let my cry come to you.
Do not hide your face from me.
O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call.
For my days are vanishing like smoke. My bones burn away like a fire. My heart is withered like the grass. I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones.
I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake, and I moan like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me. Those who hate me use my name as a curse.
The bread I eat is ashes. My drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. For this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust.
The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers.
Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die.
The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for before you, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion and his praises in the heart of Jerusalem, when the peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age.
Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed. But you neither change nor have an end.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you live in the hearts of your saints, and so have built up Zion. May you always show your greatness through their good works.
You, O Lord, establish the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
I have known tribulations and distress.
But in your commands, I have found consolation.
From the beginning of the book of the prophet Zechariah. In the second year of Darius, in the eighth month, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo. The Lord was indeed angry with your fathers, and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Be not like your fathers, whom the former prophets warned. Thus says the Lord of hosts, turn from your evil ways and from your wicked deeds. But they would not listen or pay attention to me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, can they live forever? But my words and my decrees, which I entrusted to my servants, the prophets, did not these overtake your fathers? Then they repented and admitted, the Lord of hosts has treated us according to our ways and deeds, just as he had determined he would. In the second year of Darius, on the 24th day of Shabbat, the 11th month, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, in the following way. I had a vision during the night. There appeared the driver of a red horse, standing among myrtle trees in a shady place, and behind him were red, sorrel, and white horses. Then I asked, what are these, my lord? And the angel who spoke with me answered me, I will show you what these are. The man who was standing among the myrtle trees spoke up and said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees and said, we have patrolled the earth. See, the whole earth is tranquil and at rest. Then the angel of the Lord spoke out and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you be without mercy for Jerusalem and the cities of Judah that have felt your anger these 70 years? To the angel who spoke with me, the Lord replied with comforting words. And the angel who spoke with me said to me, proclaim, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am deeply moved for the sake of Jerusalem and Zion, and I am exceedingly angry with the complacent nations, whereas I was but a little angry, they added to the harm. Therefore, says the Lord, I will turn to Jerusalem in mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a measuring line shall be stretched over Jerusalem. Proclaim further, thus says the Lord of hosts, my city shall again overflow with prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem. I raised my eyes and looked. There were four horns. Then I asked the angel who spoke with me what these were. He answered me, these are the horns that scattered Judah and Israel and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four blacksmiths, and I asked, what are these coming to do? And he said, here are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no man raised his head any more. But these have come to terrify them, to cast down the horns of the nations that raised their horns to scatter the land of Judah. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I turn to Jerusalem in compassion.
There my house shall be rebuilt.
The city has no need of the sun or the moon for light, for its lamp was the Lamb.
There my house shall be rebuilt.
From a letter to the Romans by St. Ignatius, Bishop and Martyr. I am writing to all the churches to let it be known that I will gladly die for God if only you do not stand in my way. I plead with you, show me no untimely kindness. Let me be food for the wild beasts, for they are my way to God. I am God's wheat and shall be ground by their teeth, so that I may become Christ's pure bread. Pray to Christ for me that the animals will be the means of making me a sacrificial victim for God. No earthly pleasures, no kingdoms of this world can benefit me in any way. I prefer death in Christ Jesus to power over the farthest limits of the earth. He who died in place of us is the one object of my quest. He who rose for our sakes is my one desire. The time for my birth is close at hand. Forgive me, my brothers. Do not stand in the way of my birth to real life. Do not wish me stillborn. My desire is to belong to God. Do not, then, hand me back to the world. Do not try to tempt me with material things. Let me attain pure light. Only on my arrival there can I be fully a human being. Give me the privilege of imitating the passion of my God. If you have him in your heart, you will understand what I wish. You will sympathize with me because you will know what urges me on. The prince of this world is determined to lay hold of me and to undermine my will, which is intent on God. Let none of you here help him. Instead, show yourselves on my side, which is also God's side. Do not talk about Jesus Christ as long as you love this world. Do not harbor envious thoughts. And supposing I should see you, if then I should beg you to intervene on my behalf, do not believe what I say. Believe instead what I am now writing to you. For though I am alive as I write to you, still my real desire is to die. My love of this life has been crucified, and there is no yearning in me for any earthly thing. Rather, within me is the living water which says deep inside me, "Come to the Father." I no longer take pleasure in perishable food or in the delights of this world. I want only God's bread, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ, formed of the seed of David. And for drink I crave his blood, which is love that cannot perish. I am no longer willing to live a merely human life, and you can bring about my wish if you will. Please, then, do me this favor, so that you in turn may meet with equal kindness. Put briefly, this is my request. Believe what I am saying to you. Jesus Christ himself will make it clear to you that I am saying the truth. Only truth can come from that mouth by which the Father has truly spoken. Pray for me that I may obtain my desire. I have not written to you as a mere man would, but as one who knows the mind of God. If I am condemned to suffer, I will take it that you wish me well. If my case is postponed, I can only think that you wish me harm.
Nothing will be hidden from you if you have perfect faith and love for Jesus Christ, since these are the beginning and end of life.
Faith indeed is the beginning, and love is the end.
Clothe yourselves with gentleness and be renewed in faith, which is the flesh of the Lord, and in love, which is the blood of Jesus Christ. Faith indeed is the beginning, and love is the end.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who adorn the sacred body of your church with the confessions of holy martyrs, grant, we pray, that just as the glorious passion of St. Ignatius of Antioch, which we celebrate today, brought him eternal splendor, so it may be for us unending protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.